sometimes Mother Nature just doesn't work in your favor.
That's Mark Seeloff with the Department of Environmental Conservation, who has been monitoring the efforts to lighter and salvage the Lone Star, which sank at the mouth of the Agushik River more than a month ago. Magone Marine was ready to begin the rolling and hoisting of the vessel on Tuesday at slack tide, but those operations could only be done if the weather permitted, which it didn't.
We had some bad news as far as weather. The winds are coming in east-southeast directly in a vessel, which is causing the sea states to build. The winds are currently 45 to 50 knots with gusts over 60 knots. So everything's been shut down right now. The divers had secured the starboard and port lifting chains, but again, they're waiting for the weather. Even the Chateau crew can't get on scene and are on standby until the weather lifts.
Seeloff says the next attempt to roll and then hoist the vessel was scheduled for Wednesday afternoon after the slack tide. He says the direction of the wind is actually more important than speed, suggesting that east and southeast winds are not favorable to the salvage operations. But right now, the Lone Star is sitting pretty secure.
They got it pretty well secured. I mean, it's so well anchored now, it's going to be hard for it to move very much. But it's mainly the divers. You got to also remember that the vessel is on a mound, and that the speed of the current actually gouged out the bow and the aft stern area. So it's actually, you know, if you don't want any movement when the divers are underneath, so they don't get crushed by the vessel. So that's an issue they were a little worried about.
The salvage is planned to happen at the ebb tide, so if there is any additional leakage or spilling as the vessel is lifted, it will hopefully drain out of the river instead of upstream. The Lone Star is expected to be hoisted onto a barge and transported to Dutch Harbor. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.